Welcome to the Digital Transformation Podcast, interviews with best-selling authors, innovative thought leaders, and top-shelf executives all driving today's digital success. This is the show that will help you take advantage of digital transformation to build your business and career. I'm your host, Kevin Crane, and I'm so pleased that you're listening. Our guest today is Anurag Shrah. Anurag is Vice President and Head of Products and Services for NewGen Software. NewGen is a provider of an innovative low-code automation platform for digital transformation. And Anurag heads the delivery of enterprise-wide implementation for NewGen. And he's with us today to talk about content-centric digital transformation and ways to leverage it to boost organizational performance and innovation. Anurag, welcome to the show. Content-centric digital transformation is not a term that we hear often. How do you define content-centric digital transformation, and what are the opportunities and advantages to consider?
Content-centric digital transformation, if we see how those traditional document management systems used to be in the last 5, 10, 15 years, and how those have transformed into modern content services platform, there are 5 or 6 areas which make it content-centric digital transformation. See, the focus has shifted from managing the content to more on pervasive utilization of content. That's one of the things which has happened. And then if you see the human interventions, those have given way to the technologies like artificial intelligence, machine learning, cognitive services. Those things have come into the content. Mostly what it used to be paper-based documents, those have transformed into electronic, email, social, audio, video. We are on an audio podcast right now. The internal workflows, mostly it used to be traditionally, which have transformed into more of collaboration, embracing the extended enterprise, your partners, customers, all of those. From single cohesive repository, we have now reached a large scale and federated repositories in the organizations and enterprises. Those monolithic architecture, it used to be just self-contained systems. Those now are being viewed more as modular, service-based architectures and those things. And last but not the least, being on-prem and moving to cloud. Mostly we used to be on-prem, and now we are moving to cloud. And not only just one or two, just being on-prem or cloud, but be able to even give the hybrid deployment architecture. So those are the things I would say that has really given ways to content-centric digital transformation.
How can we use content as a construct to help us accelerate digital transformation and make a real difference in organizational performance?
That's a good one. Let's maybe spend 30 seconds and see how the business scenarios have changed in the last 18 months. During this COVID-19, right? The employees were asked to work remotely from their homes. People avoided touching papers, those documents. Customers wanted the services from the comfort of their homes. And the businesses needed to enable all of these online secured information access, not only online, but more importantly, secured information access, all remotely. So the enterprises were investing heavily, heavily in critical and cost-effective solutions in these last 18 months. Probably the business will never be as usual as it used to be. Now, if you see the disconnection which happened in this 18 months or so, from the process, the disconnection from the process were caused by 3 important factors in the virtual world. The first one, lack of contextual engagement. Having only omni-channel, as it was initially perceived during the start of the pandemic, it is not going to suffice anymore, people have realized. So most of the processes which lacked content did not work that successfully for the organizations. The second one, information silos. So those disjointed processes and systems which led to the standalone functioning, those induced friction in customer engagements. enterprises again understood that. And the third is inordinately high IT dependency. We saw more and more demand of app development. And ultimately, in the years to come, in this decade, this is going to choke the IT bandwidth. So if you look at all of these three things, what you see is four different distinct areas of investment: digital workplace, contextual automation, content intelligence, and regulatory compliance will remain there no matter whether you are living in physical world or electronic world.
All right. Well, when it comes to systems, technologies to enable all of this, what are the key capabilities or techniques that help us enable content-centric digital transformation?
Yeah, those are, let's start with the platform itself. You see, the content platforms have now emerged as a key component for business continuity. The pandemic response has accelerated the shift to do this digital business. Those virtual and remote workplaces, the new normal in this decade, those cannot function without digital content and the process that surrounds it. AI, intelligent content services, these are transforming the ECM programs. Embracing the extended enterprise, B2B, V2C, those all are shaping ECM roadmaps. The remote work that we talked about, this is going to fast track the content to the cloud, hybrid, and all of those things. And the future of documents, those are going to force entirely new approach to this entire content management. The content will drive digital business, all right, that's fine, but it will be intertwined with two important other aspects: the communication, how you communicate and engage with your customer, and the process, including your internal employees. Those are the key factors.
In your experience implementing these tools and these practices in the real world, are there common roadblocks that we must consider and overcome in order to be successful with this approach? And how do we overcome those roadblocks?
Yeah, I just, in just one of your previous questions, what I talked about, the contextual engagement, information silos, and inordinately high IT dependency, those are probably the biggest three hurdles. And very quick one on each of those, how to mitigate and overcome those, right? For the context, to contextualize the engagement, what do we need? We need to provide a meaningful and relevant information to both your customers and internal processing users, employees. You need to embed those content services in your process. And you need to do that with the applicable security, regulatory guidelines, and all of those things. When we talk about bridging the silos, to build those, building those connects between the front office and the back office, to improve the handoffs among various teams which are participating into those, mapping your customer journey with process automation and integration-friendly unification to unify all of those things. And the third one, to mitigate your IT dependency, what you need to do is you need to address that those gaps which are widening between the application development demand and your limited IT capacity. So deploying a low-code digital automation platform to be used by your domain experts and knowledge workers are going to help you.
Anurag, one of the big roadblocks to digital transformation that our listeners tell us is just getting the sponsorship and support that they need to innovate. Oftentimes, it's about speaking the language of dollars and cents. Where is the ROI found in all of this? And how can we sell the idea and get the support that we need?
Great, I would say, predicament on this. The dollar amount, customer experience, there are multiple facets to it. So what I would say is the enterprises need to revitalize their business case for content and collaborative services. And they need to do it as their business imperatives change and those continue to change. So keep the business case fresh. Don't let it become stale, what you did 6 months or a year back. Your priorities are going to change. Your maturity levels will continue to rise. So keep that in mind. Align your business case to the top corporate priorities. It will help you obviate those potential failures. And in the process, obviously, it goes without saying, to get your executive support, which will lead to the sponsorship that you're looking for. And then when you're starting on it, show those quick wins quickly, initially. Set those performance metrics, align those with the corporate priorities that you identified, and decide how to recognize those desired outcomes. When I say recognition, it goes to middle level, top level, all of those. And while you're doing all of these things, you address those change management and user adoption issues, and you do it iteratively. It's not a one-time project. Gather and use those data and feedback, which you get it from all these implementations, and plan your continuous improvement. Those are the areas which are going to give you what you are looking for: sponsorship, customer experience, lower cost of operation, your internal employees' productivity enhancements. All of those things are, there are certain tangible and there are certain intangible benefits and return on investment, how you have to put in your business case.
Do you want to be a guest on the Digital Transformation Podcast? Well, it could happen when you join our Knowledge Leadership Circle. Tell us about your ideas and advice. What technologies and solutions do you recommend? And how can our listeners benefit from your approach? Be a guest. Find out more at digitaltransformationpodcast.net/guest. We are speaking with Anurag Shra, Vice President and Head of Product and Services for Nugen Software. He's here with us talking about content-centric digital transformation. Can you give us an example of one organization or a use case, perhaps, that has been successful using a content-centric approach to digital transformation? What did they do? What were the results, and how can we do it too?
Yeah, I would take this example of a large annuities company who did digital policy servicing. And what they did was they were living with four different legacy content repositories scattered across Federation. Typical case in any organization. They were living with two different legacy business applications, which held data, policies, and rules and everything. And they were serving more than 150 different request types coming in from the policyholders or their agents and producers on their behalf, which would relate to financial, non-financial, administrative claims, contributions, you name it. That was the state at which they were operating. And they were operating under heavily regulated insurance industry. When they wanted to take this entire thing into digitalization, when they embarked their journey to digitalization, what they did was they migrated all of those repositories into this modern content services. They transformed those 150 different workflows which were living on those two business applications, traditional back legacy business applications. They looked at those 150 workflows, they rationalized it, optimized it, and finally they implemented intelligent business automated processes, which resulted into about 13 or 14 different what we today call low-code business processes, low-code intelligent business processes. That was the extent of optimization. And they were able to do this omni-channel way. The policy holders, and if we look at any life insurance policy situation, there are policies which are living the life for last 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. Whenever that policy was created, in all these 10, 15 years, there would have been hundreds of interactions with the policyholder and their agents, hundreds of documents, content, and artifacts created and collected. When a new request comes in today, how can you go back as part of your intelligent content service? How can you go back and bring, we talked about contextualized content presentment, right? How can the system go back into the history, try to find, okay, this is the relevant one for the service that you are responding now. Let me present it to my internal employee. We talked about employee experience and enhancing that. So all of those things come into picture. So if you look at the transformation that they did, 150 workflows into 13, four scattered repositories in different shape and forms into one, and the productivity efficiency with all the channels.
Anurag, I'm wondering if you could please provide us with three quick action items that our listeners can do to begin to take advantage of your ideas and advice.
Yeah, if I have to put three ones, here are those three which I would say. The first, start with your customer journey and keep the customer experience central to it. That would be my top one. The second one, look at your employee experience. How are they working with the systems and processes that you have provided to them? Are those disjointed silos, or make those seamless, make those unified? Remember, a great customer experience starts with a great employee experience. And lastly, third, digitalization with content modernization is only halfway, unless it is combined with two critical components we just talked about, process automation and communication management. Those are the three ones which I would say.
You're listening to the Digital Transformation Podcast.
Anurag, it's been great speaking with you today. We're almost out of time, but before I let you go, one last question. What should executives, business owners, technologists, all of us really be thinking about now and strategizing for in order to be prepared for the world in 5 years' time?
So if we have to take those five items, I mean, I would say the five points action plan could start with the first, enable those multi-channel and multi-format content management. We should look at that as the first one. Second, when you have done that first one, it leads to the second, which is ensuring those anytime and anywhere content access, and do not forget in the context of the process. It is very important to be contextual. I have repeated it three times. We really have seen that so much important to being into the content, modernized content-based digitalization. Third, allow those intelligent processing in content, in process, in communication, all three. Fourth, while you are doing all of these things, you must monitor it, not only to report, but more importantly, for continuous improvement. Monitor, improve, monitor, improve. And last but not the least, fifth, again, those watchdogs, right? Enforce those rules and regulations, and make sure you meet those compliances.
That is Anurag Shra, VP and Head of Product and Services for Nugen Software. You can find him and find out more at nugensoft.com. Anurag, thank you so much for being our guest today on the Digital Transformation Podcast.
Thank you, Kevin, for having me here. It was great interacting with you. Thanks a lot.
That'll do it for this episode of the Digital Transformation Podcast. But join me next time when I continue to talk to best-selling authors, innovative thought leaders, and top-shelf executives, all driving today's digital success. And I'll talk to you next time on the Digital Transformation Podcast.